Good morning and welcome to our worship this morning. Welcome in the name of Christ. God's grace, mercy and peace be with you. Today in our gospel, we will be thinking a bit about thankfulness. So let's start with a verse from verse in Psalm 9. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvellous works. We worship with Christians near and far, living and departed, old and young. God's word is for all of us. May it be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Lord, speak to us, that we may hear your word. Move among us, that we may behold your glory. Receive our prayers, that we may learn to trust you. Amen. Today's collect includes words taken from St. Augustine's prayer, which he wrote when he had finally turned to God and chosen to follow Jesus. Almighty God, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless till they find their rest in you. Pour your love into our hearts and draw us to yourself. And so bring us at last to your heavenly city, where we shall see you face to face through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Today's Gospel reading is taken from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him, keeping their distance. They called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When Jesus saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Weren't 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. This is his final journey. He knows what will happen to him once he gets there. His life is in danger. Actually, his life has been in danger ever since he began his active ministry. Remember, way back in chapter 4 of Luke's Gospel, we hear about the people trying to throw him off a cliff. We're now in chapter 17 and a lot has happened in between. This reading, like so much in the Bible, says interesting things that we might not initially pick up on. Luke explains that Jesus is travelling in the region between Samaria and Galilee. You might say, "So what? That's probably where the road went." Well, yes, but Jews and Samaritans were enemies. Earlier in the Gospel, we find Jesus' disciples wanting to punish Samaritans for not accepting Jesus and his ministry. Usually, Jews travelled an alternative route when going to Jerusalem to avoid going near Samaria. But not Jesus. He goes slap bang through the border country. You see, he's a reconciler. He's already told us to love our enemies, so he practices what he preaches. And I guess in that border country, you would have met a mixture of people, Jews and Samaritans. Whether you could tell who was who, I don't know. But on that particular day when Jesus was walking that road, he met 10 lepers. Leprosy was a collective name for a number of skin diseases, contagious but not life-threatening. Lepers weren't allowed to associate with healthy people for fear of spreading the disease. They were banished to colonies outside communities, away from everyone else. It was like being in a prison and never having any visitors. It must have been a terrible, bleak life. Word must have reached them that Jesus was travelling that way that day. Desperate in their isolation, they band together and decide to look out for him on the road. When they see him, they approach Jesus cautiously. You note in the reading, they stand but not too near him. And they beg for mercy. Make us well. Please, Jesus, make us well. All Jesus does is to tell them to show themselves to their priests. The priest's job was to certify that the leper had been healed of their leprosy, thereby giving them permission to come out of their enforced isolation. The priests didn't cure the lepers. So something happened, didn't it, between leaving Jesus and reaching the temple to show themselves to the priests. Through Jesus's actions, God's mighty healing power broke through and they were cured and pronounced clean by the priests. If you'd earwigged on their conversations that they travelled to see the priests, you might have heard things like this. Oi, your fingers look different. I'm sure they were more crooked than they appear now. Just a minute. I'm sure my leprosy is disappearing. Look here. Oh, yes, look at my arm. And my leg skin is changing before my eyes. What's really important for us to grasp is this healing was life-changing because they were now able to return to their communities and families. Imagine the joy they must have felt. Yet one of them remembered Jesus. God has done this thing to me, he thought. Jesus knew this would happen. He rushes back to Jesus. He doesn't just stand and say thank you to Jesus. He falls at Jesus' feet, which was a posture acknowledging Jesus as his Lord and Master. He praises God and he thanks God. All marks of being a disciple of Jesus. This man was not just cured, he was healed. He'd been made whole by acknowledging God's loving and healing power, and he entered into a new relationship with God. He tasted what the kingdom of God was like, all because he thanked God, he thanked Jesus and praised God. Like Augustine, I'm sure this leper in his previous restlessness had now found his rest in God. The sting in the tail, and there is often a sting in the tail in stories in the New Testament. This sting was that this leper who had been healed and thanked God was a Samaritan. Jews would never have expected a Samaritan to be the one to go back to Jesus and enter into a relationship with Jesus. A Gentile. Now, we are Gentiles, so it's no big deal for us. But it was a subversive action at that time. Meister Eckhart, a 13th century Christian mystic, theologian and philosopher, once said, "If the only prayer you say in your whole life is thank you, that would suffice." How often do we express our thanks to God? A good practice is to have a notepad and at the beginning or end of every day to spend a bit of time quietly asking God to bring to mind the things that have happened in the previous 24 hours and for which you're thankful. When you stop and recall, it's amazing how many things you can list that you might not have thought about had you not made that space to do that. I commend that practice. It works. The general thanksgiving in the Book of Common Prayer is another good prayer to use, and I'll finish this sermon by praying this prayer. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, thine unworthy servants, do give thee most humble and hearty thanks for all thy goodness and loving kindness to us and to all people. And then in this gap, you might want to make your own thanksgiving. So if you've got a Book of Common Prayer at home, pull it off the shelf and open it up. And then you can pause this prayer and say the things you're particularly thankful for. And then the prayer continues. We bless thee for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for thine inestimable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we beseech thee, give us that due sense of all thy mercies, that our hearts may be unfeignedly thankful, and that we show forth thy praise not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to thy service, and by walking before thee in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. And I apologise for not saying a word in that prayer properly. Inestimable love. Inestimable love. Love that we would have trouble even estimating what it's like, because it is infinite and it is boundless. So we move on to declaring our faith in God by saying a form of the creed. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We come to God as one from whom no secrets are hidden, to ask for his forgiveness and peace. So we just pause for a moment and reflect on the last week, bringing to God the things we want to say sorry for, the things we wished we'd done and we hadn't done, and the things we did that we wished we hadn't done. We have not always worshipped God, our Creator. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We have not always followed Christ, our Saviour. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. We've not always trusted in the Spirit, our guide. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May God, who loved the world so much that he sent his Son to be our Saviour, forgive your sins and make you holy to serve him in the world and at home through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We move on to our intercessions. In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. Lord Jesus, as we try to follow you, help us to be with you and become like you at all times and in all places. To be always thankful at all times and all places. And do what you would do at all times and in all places. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all church leaders, for our bishops, and for all members of our congregations in this benefice. We pray that we may grow into a community of disciples that shows God's love and shines like a beacon to all whom we encounter. We remember at this time our new Archbishop of Canterbury as she prepares to move into this challenging role, Fill her with your Holy Spirit of love, wisdom and compassion. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, we pray for all world leaders, including our own parliament and government. For our King, may all leaders lead and care for their peoples so that peace, justice and righteousness flourish. Remembering the recent atrocity in Manchester, we pray for those who live in fear in their communities because of violence, hatred and discrimination due to their religious faith. May ways be found for better cohesion and love to abound. At this time, our hearts cry out to you for peace and justice in Ukraine, in Gaza and Israel and right across the Middle East, in South Sudan and in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, we pray for those who do not know your peace and for those who are struggling with their lives. We ask for your healing on those who are sick, your strength for those who are tired, and your love for those who live with bereavement, anxiety, despair and fear. We thank you for our medical services and pray for all those who work in them, seeking to bring healing. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, we pray for those who now walk in the valley of the shadow of death. We know that you are with them and have gone before them to prepare them a table overflowing with all good things. Guide those who are left behind in the paths of righteousness and uphold them in their sorrow with the assurance of your goodness and love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, you call us to fullness of life. Deliver us from unbelief and banish our anxieties with the liberating love of Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, may your grace always precede and follow us and make us continually to be given to all good works through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In a few moments of silence, let us offer to our Lord any other prayers we have. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. I invite you to join with me in saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. God has called us to live in peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. And also with you. Faithful Lord, whose steadfast love never ceases and whose mercies never come to an end, grant us the grace to trust you and to receive the gifts of your love and be thankful. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The love of the Lord Jesus draw you to himself. The power of the Lord Jesus strengthen you in his service. The joy of the Lord Jesus fill your hearts. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Be in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.